Victor BWA Mobile.
TD2BNG Mobile, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Glenn. How are you doing?
I'm tooling around in my flivver. Get a few things done and then go home again. It's been too hot to really want to go anywhere.
Even from me there. Even though just here in the last day or so, it's got a little relief from it, but man, last week was miserable, wasn't it?
Got proper air conditioning. You know, I got window air conditioners in two or three rooms. I don't know, they don't always work all that well. And I keep tripping breakers, so I wish I had more power for them. Yeah, it can get rather unpleasant.
Well, why don't you climb down off of that wallet and get you some central air, bud?
If I could. Well, let's see. I suppose the ductwork is there. I don't know what it would cost for a central AC system. Everything installed, I'm guessing $3,000 or $4,000.
How big a house you got?
Double wide mobile home construction. It's about 1,100, 1,200 feet.
A minimum 2 ton. You're probably looking, you already have your ductwork?
Because there used to be an electric furnace, which I haven't fired up in years because, you know, the ductwork is going to need repair. Sections of it have holes in it or been knocked down to the ground or whatever happened to it.
Well, you're probably looking at a little better than three then. It's not, yeah, somewhere between 3 and 4, depending on how much repair you got to do.
Heating works for one season. And then I guess, you know, I don't know what happened if something chewed up the ductwork or the ductwork just got loose somehow and fell to the ground. I remember one day I kept hearing noises in the crawl space, and one day I go into and I happen to look down at the ductwork, and there's this cute little furry face looking up at me. So, you know, cats and other critters got into the ductwork, so I assume there's sections of it that I gotta replace and repair.
Yeah, well, welcome to domestic life. So how do you heat, man?
I have a couple of electric heaters that I can, you know, pretty much, if it's on the real cold days, I'm pretty much confined to one room. You know, the one master bedroom that I can plug in enough heaters. Those oil-filled kind are usually the best. The ones that look like the old-fashioned steam radiator.
Well, good enough. Well, it really boils down to a choice when you want to do it. Now, I don't do that type of work, but I do know somebody that does, and he's really honest and really reasonable, and I believe you know him. It's Jimmy, N4MMW.
For MMW, I might know him. N4NMW, let me write that down. I'll get his call sign on QRZ.
No, it's N4MMW.
And I accidentally hit the transmit button.
N4MMW.
W, okay. November 4, Mike Whiskey. All right, that I can probably remember.
Roger, and he's really an honest guy. He's kind of down right now. He just had a knee replacement on his right knee, so it might be a little while before he can do it, but he can sure take care of you.
Keep that in mind. I may have spoken to him once or twice. I guess at one time or another, I've pretty much spoken to pretty much everybody on this repeater.
Yep. Hey, let me tell you what I did the other day. I heard, doggone it, I can't pull his call sign out of my head. But anyhow, we made a little road trip up to the top of Mount Mitchell, and he was on this repeater and called out, and he got Jerry, W4EEY, and they were trying to do a simplex, and Jerry was down in Piedmont and couldn't quite get him. And I live in Inman, about 4 miles south of Highway 11. But we did a really strong, really clear simplex on 14652 to Mount Mitchell.
Happy Shaver Jr., 9 Marlowe Lane, Taylor's.
Roger, roger. And he's an honest guy.
Trying to do simplex the other day. Wasn't especially clear on either end. But, yeah, that's from Mount Mitchell to where now, you said? It was quite a distance, you mentioned.
Well, see, I have a pretty much clear line of sight to Little Switzerland up on the parkway. And I can hit the Mount Mitchell repeater with a handheld from where I live. So we did the simplex. And, I mean, it was just as clear as a bell. And I live 4 miles south of Highway 11, just barely east of Highway 357.
I'm getting a general picture where that is. That's reasonably good on simplex.
Yeah, I was happy with it.
Looked to someone on simplex. I think I was driving down... I mean, successfully talked to anyone. I was driving down 385 near, I guess, Fountain Inn or Gray Court, and I forget where he was, but he had a pretty high antenna system, and he was on high ground. He was somewhere near Asheville.
That's doing good. That's doing real good. Yep. So you say you're out mobiling about?
Now, just get a few groceries and the usual items, and then just go back home and suffer the heat some more. Yeah, I got to, you know, this is funny. The way they built, I don't know who designs the electrical systems of some of these mobile homes, but as it turns out, I've got outlets in 4 rooms going to 1 breaker, this 15-amp breaker. And there's 3 air conditioners. So, gee, no wonder the breaker is always tripping. And, you know, ideally I'd like to pull through some heavier wire and a heavier breaker. That's not going to be so easy.
Yeah. How heavy air conditioners are they? Like 6,000 or 10,000?
For 6,000, one of them might have been 8,000. The one in the living room is very, very, very old. I should replace it. I have a replacement maybe I can put in there. But they're all under 8,000 BTU. Now, 3 of them together, you know, if they're continuously running, at some point you're pulling more than 15 amps. Because that breaker tripped two or three times in as many days. And I couldn't figure out what... And, you know, I pulled the panel apart. I'm going with my multimeter, okay. The 2 cutoff breakers have ground, have power. All these other breakers have power. And it's that 1 breaker that the master bedroom, the 2 smaller bedrooms, the living room, all those outlets are coming through that breaker. Now, what the heck? Who did this?
If you could isolate a 15-amp outlet somewhere that's not on that same circuit, just separate your units off of that one circuit and, you know, get yourself a good 25 or 30, 50 foot, 20 amp extension cord, plug it in somewhere else in the house, and you can go right on about your business. That way you wouldn't be, you know, overdrawing that one circuit.
I've done strange things like that too in the past, especially essentially plugging outlets into other outlets. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, the guy that designed all the electrical in those double wides, his name was Rube Goldberg.
Now, that's a reference that almost I didn't get, and most younger people wouldn't get it. Yeah, Rube Goldberg, he was the engineer for a lot of, pretty much every electrical system I've seen.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yep, he just did not have it going on, did he?
Probably not. I mean, I suppose I've seen worse, but I guess maybe because it was all designed for lighting and, you know, smaller appliances, television, stereos, whatever, and what, no one was ever expected to put air conditioners on that circuit? Because it only ever started a problem when I added the third air conditioner, which actually I don't really need so much.
Yep. Well, good luck with that, bud. Well, listen, I'm just about to destinate down here. I've got to take my dogs in to get their nails trimmed. They keep clicking around the house on the hardwood floors. It sound like somebody dragging chains around when they walk. So I got to get them clipped and run by the store and then head on back home. So, listen, you have a good day, and I hope you find a way to stay cool. So 73s, KN4BWA. I'll be clear after your final.
You take care, and I'll find a way to handle all these. Anyway, you be good, be safe, and be careful. 73s, K82BNG. I'll be clear.